What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So you were shaking your head when Seth Walder joined us. Do we have the Jerry Jeudy thing? All during this answer, I asked him, you know, the NFL has Jerry Jeudy as a top 100 player, so I then spun that to Seth. Is he a true top 100 player? And Spencer was disapproving of this answer.
I've been a longtime Jerry Jeudy defender for years. I think this time last year, I would have been talking him up. He's one thing about Jeudy. He's always scored well in a metric we have called open score. So it's a receiver's ability to get open, generate openness, whether or not they're targeted. And so that's a player tracking based metric. And that's obviously a skill. Does that make him a top 100 player? I would not put him there yet. I wouldn't put him there. There's just too many other good receivers.
Now you were. I mean, that's as vehemently as I've seen you disagree with an answer there. What do you take umbrage with there?
First of all, I think it's kind of funny that he called himself this Jerry Jeudy, this champion of Jerry Jeudy, but then he's not going to have him in the top 100. He even said last year when everybody else was like, "What the hell are the Browns doing trading for this receiver who some were calling a bust?" And then extending him, your co-host hated the fact that they gave him an extension at the time. And then he goes out and has this brilliant season. If you're a true Jerry Jeudy supporter and defender and champion, you would feel like he belongs in the top 100. And I can say, obviously, outside of here, I host the Locked On Browns podcast. We're doing like a network-wide top 100. Same thing he said that he's doing with at ESPN. And I've been adamant that Jerry Jeudy belongs in this top 100. Ours gets released next week, so I don't know how like the other hosts felt about it, but I 100% had Jerry Jeudy in my top 100. I think I had him somewhere in like the early 80s, similar to what they had him on this poll. But I don't know. I just feel, I know it was 1 year. I get it. I know people want like the longevity thing. They want to see it consistently, but you also got to remember, like, as we've talked about numerous times on this station, like, you have a guy who was playing with a rotating cast of characters at quarterback, between Deshaun, who was awful, Jameis Winston, who turned the ball over a lot, but he had his best numbers with Jameis. And then on top of that, like, two guys that they were just kind of throwing out there and seeing what they could do at the end of the season to see if there was anything viable that they wanted to use for next year or this year. Like, he did not have the best quarterback situation. And he still went out and was a top five receiver in yards, put up 1,200 yards, his first 1,000-yard season, gets that Pro Bowl not recognition. Like, I just think he proved that he is the number one wide receiver that people thought he could be when he got drafted. And to me, even in a one-year sample size, because that's the thing, like, you're doing this year to year anyway. Like, next year there'll be a new top 100, and maybe he won't be in it. But based off of last year, which is a lot of what this is based off of, I think he absolutely proved that he's a top 100 player.
So it's interesting. I think Jerry's pretty underrated.
Yeah.
Like, PFF would put their top 32 wide receivers for the season. They didn't have him in their top 32.
Yeah, I noticed that. I saw that a couple weeks ago.
And, like, listen, T. Higgins, all right, that's a conversation. Devontae Adams at this point in his game, that's a conversation. Devontae Smith. But you're getting, like, DJ Moore. All right, Ladd McConkey. Okay. Zay Flowers, who really has not had that year yet.
Yeah,
although last year was
Jerry
a nice
had
step.
A better year than him, yeah.
Rashee Rice, who was trying to stay out of jail last year. Josh Downs, like these are nice wide receivers. But if we go to the production tape, yeah, Jerry does have certain numbers, especially overall yardage. But at the same point, like, I think he's the toughest player to grade. Because, like, if you, he's not a top 10 wide receiver, which starts to put him in danger of a top 100 conversation. And when I say top 10, I mean, like, if you drafted the top 10 wide receivers in the NFL, he's not one of the first 10 off the board. But he is in that class of guys who you know has the tools. You know can do it, but just hasn't had that indisputable season. Last year, you can dispute. He put up a lot of yards in a bad team, and they had one receiver. And the receiver's name was Jerry Jeudy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I wouldn't put him in top 100, but I think he's somewhere right in that next tier of the next 50 players, and somebody who, if they had the number one pick and drafted Cam Ward, that's a guy that likes to throw the ball down the field. That's a guy with a big arm. I probably would be saying this is the year where he ascends based off what he did last year into next year.
I can agree. I agree with you on the fact that there certainly are a lot of good receivers in this league. I mean, like, you can name the big ones off the top of your head. The Justin Jeffersons, the Jamar Chase, the probably A.J. Brown's next in line
Don
somewhere
Hudson,
there.
Don Hudson, we were talking about earlier.
I would say, obviously, like, Amon-Ra St. Brown's been really good. I think CeeDee Lamb falls in that category. I think Mike Evans, even as an older receiver, still, you know, fringe top 10 guy that continues to just produce at a high level. I think Puka Nacua probably falls in there somewhere. Do I think Jerry Jeudy is as good as, if not better than like T. Higgins? Yes. Do I think Nico Collins is in that conversation? Yes. I do think Jerry sort of falls in, to your point on like the tiers, like into that same sort of tier with that next group of guys. You know, a guy like Malik Nabers kind of comes to mind. Tyreek Hill, I think, would still be considered top 10 by a lot of people. He also had a down year last year, and you could say situation and quarterback and all that, but he was the number one player on this entire list a year ago.
But to push back to what you said there, how many NFL GMs would take, and I know that this is a little bit of a fruitless exercise, but it is a perspective exercise, how many NFL GMs would take Jerry Jeudy over T. Higgins? Same thing with each one of those guys you mentioned.
I think that's honestly a really interesting question. Because what I'm saying is I think it'd be more split than maybe you think. Because I T. Higgins has been good. Do I think T. Higgins is like, I don't know. I've never looked at T. Higgins and felt like he's a top 10 wide receiver in football. I actually was arguing the Bengals I thought were silly to pay him and Jamar Chase. I was like, hey, just start, like, keep Jamar Chase. That's the guy you pay. And then you go sort of replenish your wide receiving core or like behind Jamar Chase. I thought it was kind of silly they paid him just because they wanted to have a number two wide receiver that they felt like was good. And I get, like, there was people throwing out the stats that, like, when T. Higgins plays, they have a better record when whatever the record is when he doesn't play. So I get it, but I'm also like, you can't pay everybody. And so I kind of felt like the chasm between Jamar Chase and T. Higgins is pretty vast, in my opinion. Like, so I don't think that he's close.
The reason I brought up T. Higgins is I share some of the, you shouldn't pay two wide receivers that kind of money. And so we agree. But I think T is the quintessential, I don't know if he's a number one receiver. And it looks different than Jerry Jeudy. But you had said something early. I don't know he's a number one wide receiver.
Right.
Like I think Jerry Jeudy put up number one wide receiver stats last year.
You're saying you don't think Jerry Jeudy is. You don't know Jerry Jeudy.
No, I think he's a very, very, very nice player. But I think the jury's still out if he's a number one.
I think he showed last year he can be a number one. And I think
he showed last year he didn't have Cortland Sutton or I can't remember the third wide receiver that was highly drafted around him.
When you have the numbers and
with the quarterbacks that he had
and he still put up those numbers, I think that tells me he's a number one wide receiver.
216-474-0092 at Nick Wilson. At Nick Wilson says, at Spencito underscore, the question we have for you guys is, the NFL's top 100 ranking has Jerry Jeudy as a top 100 player. Spencer says it's a slam dunk. He is. I think Jerry is every bit the player I hoped he would be when they traded for him and then some more. But that doesn't make him a top 100 player yet. So we're going to continue on that conversation and the things you pay for and the things that might just be wasting your money in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.